For the baby boomer generation, Grace Slick will be forever linked with the music of the Jefferson Airplane. But that was a long time back. These days, she's put down the microphone and picked up a paintbrush instead. Now based in Southern California and a prolific artist for more than a decade, she says she's quite content to focus on that single creative outlet.
There's not an overlap because I'm not a multitasker. I focus very hard on one thing at a time. I have one house, one car, one child, one man at a time, one job at a time.
But does she miss making music?
No. I don't miss living in San Francisco. People often ask me that. I don't miss guys that I've lived with. I like them, and I'm talking to all of them, but I don't miss living with somebody. The only thing that's not good is that I'm 72, and of course, what you're doing is falling apart, basically. You're busy dying. I don't like it, but tough. What are you going to do about it?
Still, Slick sees some parallels between singing and painting. In both cases, she says, she is focused on connecting with one other person at a time.
I feel when I'm on stage as if I'm talking to and or singing to pretty much one person, because each one of those 15,000 people or whatever they are is an individual. So I'm basically singing to an individual. And when they look at my paintings, each person who looks at it is an individual.
The other inescapable link between her music and her art is the White Rabbit, along with some other characters from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. Grace was introduced to the book at a young age, but immediately recognized there was something about it that was different from other children's stories, something that spoke to her.
Alice in Wonderland's the only one where some prince doesn't save her. So I thought, that's interesting. You got to save yourself. The White Rabbit represents her curiosity, and she's got the cojones, or whatever the female equivalent is, of just following it, no matter where it goes. And I liked that. I liked it when I was little. I liked it when I was a teenager. The White Rabbit thing has been following me since I was born. I was born in the year of the rabbit.
In her colorful paintings, Slick is unabashedly commercial, making art to make a living, not a statement. And she has no illusions about why her canvases sell.
I'm pretty good at animals. I'm not a genius artist, but I don't suck either. Same thing with singing. I'm not a genius singer, but I don't suck. So you do the best with what you have.
Health issues, notably with her feet, prevent Slick from traveling much these days, so her art gets around more than she does. But she's okay with that. With more ideas than she can keep up with, even using her preferred medium of fast-drying acrylics, Slick intends to just keep painting as long as possible, however long that may turn out to be.
There's a doctor yesterday said, have you stopped smoking? I said, nope, I have diabetes, but I still eat carbohydrate. I said, I intend to live the last years just the way I want to. And if I die early, tough.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.